Thanks for coming, everybody. Thomas Byrne is with the School of Social Policy and Practice at UPenn. He's a pre-doctoral fellow in the National Center for Homeless Among Veterans. He is also currently a doctoral student in social welfare at the University of Pennsylvania. All of the members of our panel today are with the National Center on Homelessness Among Veterans, so we're going to get an overview of their program and some of the work they're doing.
Thank you. So this is actually just nothing to disclose at this point. I'm still waiting for the big shoe companies to start endorsing researchers, but until they do, no financial relationships. So this is really just a really straightforward analysis. It's based on a pretty simple question, a simple idea. Basically, just comparing male and female veterans who access VA homeless services, and comparing the subgroup who have been identified as serving in OEF and OIF, and just comparing them on the basis of a few basic demographic characteristics, length of homelessness, and then on the prevalence of psychiatric disorders, substance abuse problems, and PTSD. So kind of the starting point for this study is just the only analysis that I could find that had done this type of thing, just comparing differences between the male and female homeless veteran population, was from 1992, and that was done by Bob Rosenheck and some of his colleagues in New Haven. This is based on veterans who'd accessed a homeless assistance program in the late 80s and early 90s. And as you can see here, there's, lots of differences between the males and female veterans who were accessing the program. So the males were an older population, less likely to be married. It's grayed out here because there's no significant differences between males and females in terms of their racial and ethnic composition. Males were more likely to be employed and had longer episodes of homelessness. So fewer males were homeless for less than a month, and more were homeless for a year or longer. And then just looking at kind of their behavioral health characteristics, males had much higher rates of substance abuse disorders, but females had higher rates of schizophrenia, psychotic disorders, and mood disorders, and males had much higher rates of PTSD among this population.
What are the numbers on the left?
Oh, I'm sorry. That should be...
If you get a question, go ahead and repeat it back into the microphone
okay.
So the people listening later can hear.
Okay, the question is, what are the numbers on the left? That is the proportion of each group who has that. These are based on clinician assessment. So that would basically be 43% of females who accessed VA homeless services had any type of substance abuse disorder, and 72% of males. So I thought that, this would be kind of, given that this analysis at this point is based on data that's about 20 years old, I thought it would be kind of important to revisit this these findings, mainly because there's kind of a growing role of women in the armed forces and a changing role as well. So in 1973, about 2.5% of the armed forces were women, and that number had increased to about 14% by 2005. And just the sheer number of female veterans is growing. So in 2011, there's about 1.8 million female veterans, and that number is projected to rise by about 300,000 over the next 30 years or so. And they're being increasingly deployed as well. So in the first Gulf War, about 41,000 women were deployed in OEF and OIF, which are Operation Enduring Freedom and Operation Iraqi Freedom, so Iraq and Afghanistan and Iraq, around 200,000 women were deployed. And there's kind of this changing role of the women in the military role as well. This has gotten a lot of attention in the media. This is just kind of a quote from a female Marine who served in Iraq, who just talks about her experience there and kind of increasingly being exposed to combat-related situations. And then kind of related to this as well, there's this increased interest in understanding kind of the dynamics of homelessness among female veterans. So there's been a few studies, one that we completed fairly recently that's showing that females are more likely, female veterans are more likely than female non-veterans to experience homelessness, so they're kind of disproportionately represented in the homeless population. And there's evidence that the share of that females as a share of the overall veteran homeless population are growing. So I'll just plug the Veteran AHAR report, which is the veteran supplement to the annual homeless assessment report to Congress, which just was released about 2 weeks ago, the most recent version of it. So if you are looking for any type of information on homelessness among veterans, that report is a great resource and one that our center works on. And just that report shows a slight increase in the proportion of females as a share of the overall homeless veteran population between 2009 and 2010. And there's also just increasing media attention on female veterans returning from OEF and OIF who are experiencing homelessness, but there hasn't been a tremendous amount of research to date on these women. So this study uses VA Form X data, which is the administrative data from VA homeless assistance programs. And the sample was composed of all veterans who received VA homeless assistance services for the first time between 2004 and 2009. And there's an identifier in that data as to whether veterans were deployed and served in OEF or OIF. And just the outcomes that we looked at, the Form X data has clinician-assessed outcomes of whether a veteran has alcohol or substance abuse dependency, whether they have schizophrenia or other psychotic disorder, a mood disorder, or PTSD that's related from combat experience. Just some limitations that are really important to point out here about these about this Form X data. It only includes veterans who are accessing VA homeless assistance programs, so you can't really generalize findings from these data to the broader population of veterans experiencing homelessness. It could be that veterans who are accessing VA homeless programs are qualitatively different from veterans who are getting mainstream services, which Steve might talk a little bit about in his presentation. And a fair number of records in this data set, it's not possible to determine OEF, OIF status. That indicator is missing, which might also bias the findings slightly. And another important thing is when comparing males and females, there's, you know, a wealth of evidence in the literature on homelessness among the non-veteran population that homeless families are, you know, pretty different from individuals who are experiencing homelessness. And so that's kind of a limitation here. We're not really able to understand, able to identify whether the veterans are have children or experiencing homelessness as part of a family. So the analysis really just kind of mirrored the study conducted in 1992, just to kind of assess whether the veteran homeless population looks the same with respect to differences between males and females, and also just conducted kind of a logistic regression to kind of adjust for potential confounders there. And I ran a separate set of analysis for all male and female veterans, and then separately for OEF and OIF male and female veterans. So what you see here is that the findings are pretty similar for all veterans when looking at all veterans just in terms of their demographic characteristics. You know, this is it's an older population in the analysis set that I did, which is probably not surprising given that some of these people are probably some of these people. And so you can kind of see overall pretty similar. Again, you know, a large share of both male and female veterans are minorities, and the employment rates are pretty similar. And this is just looking at length of time homeless. Again, you see that male veterans are, here is homeless for 1 year or more, so male veterans are homeless for longer periods of time than female veterans. And then looking at the behavioral health characteristics, again, you see some similarities between the two analyses. So again, males have much higher rates of substance abuse disorders than females, although females have higher rates of behavioral health disorders, and the PTSD is much more similar in the more recent analysis than the one that was done in the early 90s. And then just did kind of to adjust, reran the analysis, just doing a logistic regression to kind of adjust for age, marital status, race, employment status, income, and receipt of hostile and friendly fire in a combat zone. And upon doing that, so sort of adjusting, looking at the behavioral health characteristics adjusted for some of these other factors, females were less likely to have a substance abuse disorder by about a little bit more than half. There was really no difference between males and females in terms of their likelihood of having a schizophrenia or other psychotic disorder. On the other hand, women were almost twice as likely to have a mood disorder and very slightly more likely to have combat-related PTSD than men. And then doing the analysis specifically for OIF veterans, what you see is that there's really no difference between males and females in terms of age. They're both fairly young. The average age is about 32. Male veterans are much more likely to be married than female veterans, although female veterans are a much greater percentage of them are minorities, and there's no difference between the two in employment status. And then looking at their length of homelessness, there was really no significant differences between the groups, between males and female, in terms of the length of time that they were homeless prior to accessing VA homeless assistance services. And then just looking at their behavioral health characteristics, the patterns are somewhat similar. Again, males have higher rates of substance abuse disorders. Females have higher rates of mood disorders. And what you see is a fairly high rate of combat-related PTSD among both of these groups, although it's slightly higher for male veterans. And then again, just doing the logistic regression to adjust for some of these covariates. Again, females were 56% less likely to have a substance abuse disorder. There was no difference in terms of the likelihood of having a schizophrenia or psychotic disorder, and they were, you know, about 1.5 times more likely to have a mood disorder, and there was no difference between the two groups in terms of the likelihood of having PTSD from combat. So, just sort of summary, in both time periods, substance abuse disorders kind of were more prevalent among males, and psychiatric disorders were more prevalent among females. But overall, there's less noticeable differences when you're comparing male and female OEF-OIF veterans. There's no difference in terms of the length of time that they were homeless, their age, the likelihood of having PTSD or schizophrenia and psychotic disorders. And this is kind of consistent with the changing role of women in the military. So there's not a figure there, but women and men both had really high rates of receipt of hostile and friendly fire in combat, and there was high rates of PTSD among both female and male OEF-OIF veterans who received VA homeless assistance services. And this kind of, these findings showing that there's, you know, similarities between male and female OEF and OIF veterans kind of highlights the importance of doing additional research on women veterans who are experiencing homelessness, and it also speaks to the importance of some of the newer VA homeless assistance programs, the SSVF program, which is providing preventive services to veteran families, and the HUD-VASH program, which is a permanent supportive housing program for veterans. And that's pretty much it.